Okay. Ready? Okay, let's begin our discussion of Parshas Vayetze, Tavshin Pehei, as we get into Yaakov. Yaakov and Esav was last week, but Yaakov and the family and the Shvatim. So really, this is the Parsha that we switch from individuals to family. And then in a couple of weeks, Sefer Shmos is from family to nation. But this is the Parsha, this is a transition. And let us get into right at the beginning of the Parsha. As we know, we'll spend a number of thoughts this week on the story of the Sulam, the story of the ladder. So Vayetze Yaakov, Yaakov goes out of Be'er Sheva. As we know from last week's Parsha, Sheva from the word Shavua, the oath that was taken with Avimelech. Vayelech Harana, he comes to Haran. Vayifka b'makom, he comes to the place. As we know, Vayifka b'makom, Chazal tell us, Yaakov is Mesakin Tfilas Arvis, the third of the tfilos, v'yalan sham kiva hashemesh v'ikach mayavni amakom, and he sees the ladder. He sees the ladder, v'yachalom. Many dreams we've pointed out in Sefer Bereishis. Sefer Bereishis is a dream sefer. There are no dreams anywhere else in the Torah. Except Sefer Bereishis, there are many, many dreams. Yosef and Yaakov and Paro, many dreams. And the Sar Hamashkim, the Sar Ofim. V'inei Sula Mutzav Arza, Rosha Magia Shemaima. There's a ladder, Mutzav Arza, and its top is Magia Shemaima. V'inei Malachi Elokim, Olim V'yardimbo. And the Malachim are going up and down. Malachim are going up and down. If you look in source number one, Midarki Aparsha, that's from Rav Mordechai Greenberg, the former Rosh Yeshiva in Karim Yavne. V'inei Malachi Elokim, Olim V'yardimbo. Rabbi Chia V'Rabbi Yanai. Chad Amar, it says Olim V'yardimbo. So we usually translate that to mean it was going up and down on the ladder. On the ladder, bo. Chad amar, olim v'yardim besulam. The chad amar, another opinion in the Medrash, is olim v'yardim b'yakov. They were going up and down, Yaakov. What does that mean? Wasn't that Yaakov was a ladder? Just there's a message here. They were going up and down the ladder, they're going up and down Yaakov. V'chein amru, and also on the pasuk, v'hinei Hashem nitzav alav. When the pasuk says that the Hashem was a love on it. What was Hashem nitzav a love? So Rashi quotes nitzav a love, l'shamro, to guard him. So clearly Rashi understands l'shamro, a love is Yaakov. But again, machlokas in the Medrash. Reb Chiya v'Reb Yanai, chad amar al hasulam, Hashem was on top of the ladder, v'chad amar al Yaakov, and one says on Yaakov. So what exactly is going on here? What's the message? Im tirtzu, says Rav Greenberg, zutam tisa shel yadus. Right here, you have a secret to Judaism. Ha'adam hu hasulam. Put both opinions together. The person, we are a ladder. A ladder connects two areas, two spaces. If you put the ladder, forget the going up and then going down. If you put a ladder up leaning on a house, so that connects the roof to the ground. That's what the ladder does. It connects the two areas. Shemutzav artzav rosh magia shemaima. So man is like a ladder. Because man connects heaven and earth. Man is made up of ingredients of heaven and earth. Hu nivra me'afar min ha'adama, v'lom rotzos, and still in this, v'yipach pa'apav nishmas chayim, and Hashem breathed into him life, u'mandanava midile nafach, right? We are from the, earth, and we are from the heavens, all together, and that is what he reflects. He says it means that we are like a ladder. Says the line number 10. Here's where he gets into his main thought. He says this so creatively. Islam tries to turn heaven into earth. Pukhazi, how do you know that? Kala tirim shel Gan Eden. What is the Gan Eden for a Muslim? It's all physical. Gashmiyim v'nehenatin natanim. What is it? Every shayid, what's their reward when they give their lives? Right? 70 virgins. Shivim besulos. They bring heaven and they make it earthly. Everything is gashmi. Lu'umato, and the Christianity does the opposite. Earth should be batel because we're not into earth. Hanatsrut sho'efes lafochez ha'sha'aretz la'shamayim. While Islam makes heaven into earth, Christianity makes earth into heaven. Ha'ideala notzri hu precious v'sak fanus. Right, what's the ultimate? Right, the ultimate is don't be involved, abstinence, and don't eat too much, and then don't talk too much, and don't be involved in the world. Kahanoya Asurim Koaneha. Asurim Lases Nashim, right? The Pope will never yarshin his position to his son. That's never gonna happen. Because you're not allowed to be married. Vehemis Tagrim, Vechayim, Vechay Precious Beminzar. Right? The Kutzker, Timseit Esarayona Yudi. What do? We don't make heaven into earth, we don't make earth into heaven. We bridge the two. That's what we're about. One shouldn't be mevutal to the other one. We're not being mevatel heaven, obviously, but we're not meant to be mevatel earth either. Anshe kodesh tiyomli, as he quotes from the Kutzker, Hashem's not interested in having more holy angels. No, holy men. Anshe, earth, kodesh, heaven. Malachim yeshli daiva hoser bashamayim. Ba'aretz tihiyu anshe kodesh. Kohen gadol lumashol, as we know the Kohen gadol, what does the Kohen gadol need to be on Yom Kippur? He has to be married. He has to be married. Right? Doesn't have to, you know, precious, no, the opposite. And if he's not married, according to one of the Tanoim, we have an extra wife held in the background, just in case his wife dies on Yom Kippur morning. Abayit Yotche B'davar Amad Rav Kook, so he says, Rav Kook explains. Mechad Gisa, says Rav Kook, explaining again, we are the Anshe Kodesh. Says, Mechad Gisa, Yesh L'Adam Tzimaon Adir L'Skarev L'Elokim L'Davekbo. Man has a internal thirst and Ratzon, right? Tzama Nafshi L'Elokim. U'me'idach Gisa. But we also recognize that we'll never get there because we're physical and we have limitations and we're Gashmi. Elokim Bashamayim. Umi Yachol His Karev L'Ein Sof. Right? Finitude trying to connect to the infinite. So that could lead to Yeyush. That could lead to, you know, even spiritual Yeyush. Because we can never reach our goal. We can never finish. But the answer is no. You take the first step into the Trachlin, the gate and the ulam and the place where the party, so to speak, is going to be. All that we need to do is to connect and to step into that world. L'chara Kavanas Haravi explains, line 28, Shem Ritzon Chalagi El HaMelech HaNimsa B'Trachlin. If you want to go to the ballroom, that's the word I was looking for, he actually comes by the Trachlin. You can't jump into the ballroom. You have to go through the hallway. You have to go through the fancy gates. Chayev L'Nikonet Derech HaShar. Omei HaShar L'Cheder Pinimi. Then you go into the hallway. Then you go further and further in. V'Raksham Nitan Li'Pagi Shem HaMelech. But again, note, that's not just the means. That's an ends in itself. Kavanasohi shashar eno rak mavo l'traklin, ela shashar hu elokus hamizgale ba'olam. The gate itself is the first step to heaven. B'chol tafkid, b'chol mitzvah, b'chol gemilas chasadim, u'maisa tov. Everything is a stage that we can connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu within this world. That was the first statement that the Ramah quotes in all of Shulchan Aruch. Shivizi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid is the beginning of Shulchan Aruch, which talks all about mitzvos and things we do on a daily basis. That's Shivizi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid. That's the ladder. That's the bridge. The bridge between heaven and earth, that is what our religion does, different than any of the other religions. Turning the page, he continues, and he says, HaSulam on line 8, Kamo HaKnisa LaShar Ma'afsher Lanu, the latter is what allows us, is what connects us. Hashem's on the ladder, but he's also on Yaakov. He's also on the Jew. Hashem is connected to us. Right? Both opinions could be blended. Whether the ladder is on Yaakov, the ladder is on earth. Whether the Hashem is Nitzav on the ladder, Nitzav on earth, it's all about the same idea. It's the connection, it's the bridge between the two. And of course, we'll never get there. But we use every shlav, right? Shlav is a stage, but it's also a rung, right? So it's the same word is used, because that is how we look at our goal. Maybe connected to this is something that I mentioned years ago, but I'll mention it again, because it has to do with the sha'ar that he's talking about. The thought from Rav Lichtenstein, where he says that Yaakov Avinu wakes up, and he says in Pasuk Yud Zayin, "Wow, manora makom hazeh, ein zeh ki embeis Elokim v'zeh shar hashamayim." This is the house of God. It's the gate. It's the gate of heaven. Beis Elokim v'zeh shar hashamayim. And as Rav Lichtenstein, How could one place be a bias and a sha'ar? Bias and a sha'ar are two different things. A bias is a house. A sha'ar is a gate. A house you go to, and a gate you go through. Right? So they're two different things. How could this makom hamikdash be both a bias and a sha'ar? And he explains that no, it was both. The Beis HaMikdash was a bias. It was a goal. It was an ends. We got there. We made it. You go to the Beis HaMikdash, ends. We've reached the goal of the destination. But it's not just a destination. It's meant to be a shaar also. We need to use the experience of the Beis HaMikdash to go through and to use for afterwards. And therefore, it's both a bias and a shaar. We need to use, that experience of the Makam HaMikdash to be a bias, to go to, but then to use it to go through. And that's really every experience in Judaism. It boasts a bias and a shaar. Every Shabbos should be a bias. It's a goal, it's an end, it's a destination. But it's also like you put into ways, like you have a destination, but then you say, add a stop. Right? Then you could add a stop. So every destination of ours is really just a stop on the ultimate destination, which we'll never get to, which, as Rav Greenberg says, is to reach the heavens, but that's not for us in this world. But the goal is to keep going to the next stop, the bias and the shaar. And that's the latter, and that's what we have in this thought. The next makar is a similar idea, but he comes at it from a different perspective. But it's a similar idea. He asks a question that I never heard asked before, which is a fascinating question. Here in the Betzion Fira, in the Hegyono Shel Torah. So we know the Sulam, which we know is also a hapax, the only time that word appears in all of Tanakh, Sulam. So he sees a Sulam b'chalom. Muvan u'bal hagid shabit el klom yushalayim, hushara shamayim. So we understand there's a ladder here. It's a ladder going to heaven. Avomam ma'aseim shal malachi elokim ala Sulam. What are the angels doing on the ladder? Lefi da'acha, so elam malachim, so we know. It's the angels of Chutz Laaretz, the angels of Eretz Yisrael, as we know. We've spoken about that, the Maharal. Shalivos Yaakov at Beisel, Beilo Shalivi Yilavos El Chara. Aval, look at this question. Heim Zekukim Malachim L'Sulam K'tei L'Redes V'Lalos. The Malachim were going up and down, or down and up. L'Malachim Yesh K'yadua K'nafayim. U'mi Sheyesh Lo K'nafayim, Eino Tzarech Sulam. Don't angels have wings? What do they need to go down the ladder for? Let him just fly down. Let him just fly across. The Nevi'im describe. No. They have feet. However they have feet, they also have wings. And if they're not physical at all, but they're described with wings and feet, and different Sheish Kanafayim, Yecheskel, we're not talking about that in depth because we're not allowed to. But, so, what's the message of the Malachim going down the ladder when there was a quicker way? Elo diacha. Says Reb Fira here, Hagyona Shel Torah, Shem Malachim Sheyordim El Haaretz Aliyahu Bishvilam. Their going down to earth is really their going up in a certain conceptual way. Olim V'yordim Aliyah Mitoch Yerida. A different shot than Rashi, right? Rashi quotes from the Medrash, they were going up because the Malachim Eretz Yisrael they were leaving, Malachim Chutzlar is coming down. No. Olim V'yordim, this was an aliyah for them through their yerida, through their coming down. Why? Because what does it say in Pirkei Avos? Yafesh shah achas b'tshuva ma'isem tovim ba'olam hazeh mikol chayei olam haba. Because the malachim realize there's only one place in the universe that you could actually grow. And that's here on earth. You can't grow in heaven. Heaven's static. It's eternal bliss static. But there's no more... I mean, we can't earn anything. I guess we talk about the neshama should have an aliyah. And, we could earn through people who are still on this earth. But all the growth, we should say, the cause of all growth is in this world. Whoever's in this world could raise the world. We could raise ourselves and raise the world with us to bring it closer to heaven. Hamalachim b'chalamo shel Yaakov yardu el haaretz. Interesting contrast, he says. The Malachim in our Parsha, Yardu, they went down. What does it say earlier in Bereishis? B'nei Elokim, Naflu El Haaretz. Naflu and Yeridu are different. Naflu, they fail. That wasn't on their own. That wasn't a conscious behavior. Vayiru b'nei Elokim es b'nos Adam. They fell, so to speak. And that was an afila. That did not lead to an aliyah. B'nei Elokim sheyardim lamata. That's different. Misha daitot slula alavu yored. If somebody is thinking clearly, if something is thinking clearly, that's yored. Umisha rosho mistachrer alavu nofel. And on a sulam, yordim ubali sulam noflim. They didn't have a ladder. So you're right, of course they have wings, but the message is that the angels went down because they realized this kind of, Hashem is maybe sending them down. Hamalachim bechala, and often we have this in Chazal. Right, the Malachim want Moshe Rabbeinu, why are you giving them the Torah? And Moshe Rabbeinu goes through all the Aseret HaDibros, and they say, oh, okay. Right, so the question that we've dealt with, what do they mean? Because they realize this is the world of potential. The world of raising up. HaMalachim b'chala Moshe Yaakov lo nifku b'hatzitzam el ha'aretz. They weren't nifka, lehefech, heim bo el ha'aretz kadei lekar v'ksas lo shamayim. They said, maybe we can bring up heaven a little bit. Through seeing what Yaakov did. You know, maybe one could even say, right, the Gemara says in Maseches Chulin, and also the Medrash says that the four faces on the Kisei HaKavod, one of them was Yaakov Avinu, a Nesher, an Aryeh, Yaakov. What does that mean? They saw Yaakov below. They saw Yaakov above. They saw the potential that one could reach. That's where the Malachim were coming down. Line 28. Min Malachim Shiyardu B'Sulam Lamad Yaakov Al Chashivu Sashel Haaretz. Yaakov sees these Malachim coming down. What does that tell Yaakov? What does that tell Yaakov that he sees the Malachim? He's like, why are angels coming down? Isn't the goal of life to be up there? And he sees the angels coming down. They must realize something that I don't realize. Machashivusa says the Hagyon HaShal Torah, Yaakov Avinu is learning a tremendous lesson right here that's going to prove invaluable to the rest of his life, specifically for the next 20 years of his life. And that is, Bazeshi Ha'olam Ha'asiyah. Rak ba'aretz efshar lasos ma'asim tovim mash'inkin ba'shamayim. You can't do up in heaven. In this world you could do. Sham ein makom ma'asim klal v'klal. There's no ma'asim there. Ad she'Yaakov, what was Yaakov up until this moment? He was a yoshev ohalim. He was living in heaven. Right? His mother had to tell him what to do last parsha. Right? He wasn't going to be oseh by himself. Right? Rivka grew up in this world. She grew up with her father, right? She knew what was going on in the world. Yaakov Avinu, Ad she'Yaakov ra. Now, source number 4. Ad she'Yaakov ra b'chalomo malachim sheyordim besulam el haaretz. Until Yaakov saw malachim coming down here, who haya yoshev ohalim. Ulam acharei sheras ha'malachim ha'ela. What does he realize? That you could raise up this world in the olam ha'asiya. Olsa be'inav chashivusam shel ma'isim. He realizes it's about action. Shigia Yaakov lolav and hischa lava. What did he do for the next 20 years? He worked. He realized that that's also part of Avodas Hashem. Not just to get the wives, but part of Avodas Hashem. Vayehav Yaakov Ezrachal v'yomer right away. Avodcha shevashanim. Barachal bitcha katana. Avoda. Ki ba'avoda efshal akari v'mikzah says, all right, it's all Shemayim. I didn't give it to you. Remember the Rambam, the last Rambam, I think in Hilchas Schiras talks about Yaakov was the ultimate honest worker, right? Ultimate honest worker. And he says, Avoda zu merima es ha'aretz u'makarev es osa l'shamayim. And that's what he does for the next couple of decades. What's the first thing he does when he gets to Charan, when he gets to the well? V'lo l'stapik, line 17. He doesn't even keep it to himself. V'lo l'stapik Yaakov, you know you really believe in something when you express it and share it with others. This vision transitioned Yaakov, according to the Ben Zion Firer, from the Olam HaBeis HaMedrash to the Olam HaAsiya in the world. That's really what it was, by seeing the angels coming down. Olam Yardim. What is it? He comes, he sees a bunch of shepherds lying around. What does he say? What's in his business? What does he have to say? Avoda, work. What's he getting involved? He's telling them to start working hard. Ela b'shazu hechshev kfar Yaakov es olam ha'asiya. He realized what you could do in this world, how productive one could be in this world. And therefore he was spreading that message. He was spreading that message. And the best way to teach is by personal example. And that's why when they say, it's too hard, what does Yaakov do? I'll show you how it's done. Line 28, so that he should not appear in their eyes. Dorish bilvad. He gives a good drasha, but you know, let's put it into action, right? Do as I say and not as I do. Yaakov says, do as I do. Hivgin Yaakov as dvekuso barayanozu, shayigia kapayim. Yaakov expressed his dvekus with this idea. Aide dugma hadgama ishit. Right, what does he do? He goes and takes the stone off of the well. So Yaakov Avinu went through a transition here, but again, the message is similar to what we just saw in the first source. It's all about because Yaakov realized that this is a world where you could be Makadish. And this is a world that he's a ladder. He's a ladder. He sees a ladder, and he sees the connection between heaven and earth. Okay. Next thought, which is really relating to Yaakov Avinu in general, from Rabbi Sachs, in source number 5. Right, we are called Bnei Yisrael. Right, Bnei Yaakov, Yisrael Yaakov, and we assume that's not just because he was the third. Right, we are Bnei Avraham, Bnei Yitzchak, but we're called Bnei Yisrael. Right, we're called Bnei Yisrael. The question is why? Right, Bnei Avraham is good. Oh, there are other people who are Bnei Avraham too? Okay, that there are other reasons. But Rabbi Sachs says, it seems that the answer lies, right? Why are we Bnei Yaakov in Parshas Vayetze and Parshas Vayishlach? We learn about Yaakov Avinu in these Parshias. Yaakov was the man whose greatest vision came to him when he was alone at night, far from home, fleeing from one danger to the next. In these Parshios, Yaakov Avinu, when he is most vulnerable, that's when Hashem talks to him. And that's when he has his visions. Vayetze. What happens here? At the beginning of our parsha, he's on the run. He's running for his life. He ran, and he's like, you might say also, he ran, and then he like runs back because he like didn't get off at the right exit. He was supposed to make a stop, right? And then the land, and it gets dark all of a sudden. He lies down and he's like worried about wild animals. He puts some rocks around his head. So he's not ragua here. He's not calm, right? He's, you know, confused, running, maybe anxious. So Rabbi Sachs says, and Dafka HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to him right then. That's where Hashem appears to him. Right? What about in next week's parsha? Vayishlach on the way back. On the way back, again, a transition between where he was and where he will be. He goes and Sarah Shalesov fights with him, right? Fleeing from love and terrified at the prospect of meeting Esav again. He wrestles alone at night with an unnamed stranger. These are, as Rabbi Sachs puts it, these are the decisive spiritual encounters of Yaakov's life. Yet they happened in liminal space. I guess he knows. Nobody knows what that means. So he explains it. The space between, neither a starting point nor a destination. Right? There's a transition here. At a time when Yaakov is at risk in both directions. Where he comes from and where he's going to. Right? But first he was Esav Lavan, and now he's Lavan Esav. They're both, right? I have to go, but I'm not happy about it. Yet it is at these points of maximal vulnerability that he encounters God and finds the courage to continue despite all the hazards of the journey. That's Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael, we are Bnei Yisrael, because we are Bnei the Av that saw God in the vulnerable moments, that saw God at times when things looked very dark. That is the strength Yaakov bequeathed to the Jewish people. Right? Remember, Maisa Avos, Yitzira Labanim. As the Ramban says it, the beginning of Shmos, right? He created and he allowed through his life for us to have the strength. What is remarkable is not merely that this one tiny people survived tragedies that would have spelled the end of any other people. The Churban, Bayis Rishon, Bayis Sheni, expulsions, persecutions, pogroms, anti-Semitism, Holocaust, I'll add October 7th. What is remarkable is that after each cataclysm, Judaism renewed itself, scaling new heights of achievement. As we mentioned, after the Churban, right, the Ksivas HaMishnah, right, during the Crusades was the greatest development of Torah Shebaal Peh in the days of the Rishonim. There was always, we came out, a mere 3 years after the Holocaust, it proclaimed the State of Israel. The Jewish return to Jewish history, to history after the darkest night of exile. And then he quotes a fascinating, he says, when he became chief rabbi, he had to undergo a medical examination. He went on a treadmill at a very brisk pace. What are you testing, I asked. How fast I could go? How long? Neither, the tester replied. I'm testing how long it takes when you come off the treadmill for your pulse to return to normal. That is when I discovered that health is measured by the power of recovery. That is true for everyone, but doubly true for leaders and for the Jewish people, a nation of leaders. Right? How we bounce back, how we deal with, sometimes we have to go through things, but do we get up? And do we continue? And do we push, persevere? That's Yaakov Avinu. Right? He was limping, but he pushed. Right? He was running away. That's Yaakov Avinu. Leadership, he writes, leaders suffer crises. That's a given of leadership. Right? Bad things happen. And even when they do, the leader must take the strain so that others can sleep easily in their beds. Leadership, especially in matters of the spirit, is deeply stressful. Moshe, Elio, Yirmiyo, and Yonah all said, I'd rather die than continue. Each in their own way. This was not only true in the distant past, because other leaders, Lincoln, Churchill, but the point is that a leader bends, limps, but goes through, right? And continues through the difficulties and through the trials. And Yaakov Avinu, there's a Rashi, I think it's in Rashi in Parshas Miketz, right? I don't know if I'm going to find it now, right? It's the Kel Shakai. I've quoted this before, but it's such here it is. Open to it, Baruch Hashem. Right, V'kel shakai yitein lechem rachamim. Right, when he finally sends Binyamin down, Yaakov says, he gives you a bracha. Kel shakai yitein lechem rachamim lefnei ha'ish. I think there is the Rashi on that pasuk. Here it is. Kel shakai. Shedai benesinas rachamav, ukedai hayecholas biyado litein, yitein lechem rachamim. Hashem can give you rachamim. But umedrasho, the medrash on V'kel shakai, Hashem, please die. Please enough. And that Rashi, Misha Amar La'olam Dai, Yomar Dai Litzarosai, Shalo Shakatati Minu Urai. I have not had a calm life. Tsaras Lavan, Tsaras Esav. Read it slowly. Tsaras Rachel, Tsaras Dina, Tsaras Yosef, Tsaras Shimon, Tsaras Binyamin. That's Yaakov's life. You know, for somebody to say at the end of his life, Ma'at V'ra'im, we should not judge. We should not judge, and he was punished for it, but Yaakov on his level. But we recognize, but the message for us is, right, that's Jewish history for the past 2,000 years. But we recognize that Yaakov lived through it, he persevered, and he built a nation. And that's what we do. And that's what we do. Of all the figures in Genesis, he was the great survivor, says Rabbi Sachs. And that's what we are. We are the nation of survivors that continue, that we get up. We get up. Rahman al-Islam, we stand up strong and we say, this is our country, right? This is our nation, and we will stand up and we take part in the Geula process with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's our schus, and we get that power from Yaakov Avinu. Okay. One more thought related to the dream. Again, there's so much we could spend on the whole parsha. One more thought related to the dream. So Yaakov Avinu wakes up. And back to Vayetze. He wakes up and he says, wow, I can't believe I went to sleep here. Vayikas Yaakov Mishnaso. Yaakov Avinu wakes up from his sleep. Va'yomer, achein, yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh va'anochi lo yadati. Right? I can't believe it. We mentioned years ago, I forgot which of the Rebbes, who said, achein, or Usher Weiss quotes it in his Sefer on Chumash, achein yesh Hashem va'anochi, achein. Maybe it's Rashi. Achein is just one letter off from Anochi, right? There's an extra yud in there. Achein, maybe Achein Yesh. I knew what was on the Kisya Kavod. Aryeh Kruv Nesher. Achein, but Anochi Yud Yaakov Lo Yadati. I didn't realize that I'm on the Kisya Kavod. That's Achein Yesh Makom Hazeh Anochi Lo Yadati. But he says Manora Makom Hazeh. Look in the Svarno. Svarno, one of the great Rishonim. Source number 8. Says the Svarno. Achein yesh Hashem b'makom hazeh. Wow! Hashem's here. Ein safek, says the Svarno. Shezeh hamakom muchan l'nevua. You know what Yaakov is saying? This place is muchan. There are some places that are more welcoming for prophecy than others. There are certain external factors based on Kedushas HaMakom. Ein safek shezeh HaMakom muchan l'nevua. There's no doubt, right? He's on Har HaBayis. Ein safek me'achash ra'isi bo marek kazos bilti she'eskav l'nevua. I wasn't even preparing or focused to get a nevua. And this is what happened. It's got to be this place. There's something magical about prophecy about this place. Yaakov Avinu says, even without preparing, I got it. Ki amnam yishtanu tchunos mishamshe ho'etzem asichli hamisnabe kfi yishtanus ha'aretz va'avir. Sometimes there are external factors that affect the even the personal prophetic experience. Ka amram avir deret yisrael machkim. Baba Basra, almost up to there in Daf Yomi. Avir of Eretz Yisrael is machkim. What does that mean? There's something about the place. Right? What did Chazal say? Megillah, right? Nevu is only in Eretz Yisrael. And Yechezkel only got it because he started off in Eretz Yisrael. So Yaakov Avinu wakes up and says, wow, I can't believe it. Right? Yesh Hashem. What does he mean by that? Yesh Hashem, this is a prophetic place. This is a place that's muchan l'nevuah. And that was Makom HaMikdash, and we know that's why the mitzvah is, right, look at the Sefer HaChinuch, towards the end of Sefer Vayikra, the mitzvah of Maaser Behema, right, we have to go to Yerushalayim, every so often, a Jew has to go to Yerushalayim, to be inspired by that place. Right, Liyira Hashem Alkecha Kol Hayamim. But then he adds, Va'anochi Lo Yadati. I didn't realize it. What's he adding by that phrase? The Sfarna always picks up on Diyukim, and he's a close reading of the text, the Sfarna was known for. Right? I didn't realize this place was Muchan l'nevuah. I didn't even prepare. V'anochi lo yadati. I didn't know. She'ilu yadati hayiti mechen atzmi l'nevuah. V'lochen asisi. I would have prepared myself. What is that adding? He had it anyway. What's the difference? He got the nevuah. Okay, he didn't prepare for it, but he got it. What's the extra line of, oh, if I would have known, I would have prepared. What does that sound like? So if you look in the Rav Kupperman footnotes, in source number 40, Vitzirav skulas hamakom yachad im hahachana mitzad makabel nevuah hayemevili de klitas hanevuah barama gvoa yoser ubavan amuka yoser. If I would have prepared, it would have been a deeper, more intense experience. Nevuah is nevuah. No, nevuah is not nevuah. There are different intensities of nevuah, different clarities of nevuah. Nobody's like Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, Moshe, MS, and Moshe was a different cat. It's one of the animamins. One of the animamins. Interesting, Rav Kook says, that's the Zachar of Zechiras Miriam. Rav Kook in his Siddur says, Zachar is Asher Asal Asal Mekech LeMiriam, Adarech Pateis of Mitzrayim. Remember what Hashem did to Miriam. So Rav Soloveitchik liked this Rav Kook in the Siddur. Like, Lashon Hara is terrible, we understand that, but that's one of the Shei Zechiras. That's like up there with Har Sinai, and the Egel, and Amalek, and Mitzrayim, and Shabbos. Lashon Hara? So Rav Kook in the Siddur writes, it's not just Lashon Hara. Remember what Hashem did to Miriam. Remember that Miriam did not recognize and appreciate the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and all other Nevi'im. That's the Zecher. And that's crucial for the eternity of Torah. Recognizing that you can never be like Moshe. Nobody can ever be Mevatel Divrei Moshe. Moshe Emes Vesaraso Emes, different category. That's the Zecher. Zecher, remember the uniqueness of Moshe Rabbeinu Zavua. But still, all other Nevi'im, there is maybe somewhat of a sliding scale in terms of more intense and less intense. Says the Sfarno, that's what Yaakov Avinu said. Wow, I didn't realize this was a Makom Nevuah. I would have prepared. Because I would have prepared, if I would have put in the hard work, it would have been an even greater experience. An even deeper experience. Meaning, what's the message for us? The more we put in, the more we get out. Even regarding Nevuah. Sometimes Hashem gives a present of Nevuah here. If you look in the Imrei Baruch here in Source 10, he quotes the Sefer Netivei Chaim on this Svarno, who asked, Sof, Hesik is a Nevuah. V'lamit Tara, Shalohechen is Yehovah. What was he upset about? Achen lo yadati. Right? What are you upset? You had the Nevuah. So he quotes the story of the many know of the Gra. They say one time the Gra had many difficult kashas, and some malachim came to him and said, we have answers to your kashas. And what did he say? He showed them the door. I'm not interested in getting the answer. I'm interested in working for the answer. I don't want you to give me the answer. I want to work at it. That's the Svarno. He was a little upset. He's like, he got it as a present. I would rather have worked for it. I would rather have worked for this experience. I worked for this experience. Related to that is the Gra's own commentary on Mishlei. The next source you have later on in number 10, the Pasuk says, Yiras Hashem l'chayim. How do you say it? Saveya Sheva Chazal Darshan it differently. Yolin Bal Yifkadra. The Gra explains. Ha'inyan Shenas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Adam B'tivo She'yashin. Kedo She'yitala Nishmasol Yishi V'shamala. V'shamagam Lo Razi Torah. U'ma She'yef Shalal Adam Lomo B'shivim Shana Lo Mitsham B'sha'achas. In a moment in heaven, you can learn more than 70 years worth of hard work of Torah in this world. But if it's just given to you, it's not the same. Right? It's not part of who you are. You just get what you get. You get the material. But the Torah that you learn, that we learn in this world. So it says the Gra, maybe that's what's alluded to in this pasuk in Mishlei. Yiras Hashem, Mashalomi Torah, Yiras Hashem, Kol Hayom, Meviyoto L'chaim, Olam Haba. The Sheva Yalin, the seven times the amount that you might get when you're sleeping, so that's Ba Yifkadra. That's says the Grub. Kushacheres Neshmas L'Gufa Oz Lo Yifkad Bein Haraim Ki Oz Heim Rotsim L'Gobo. Okay, without getting into the details, but he connects that pasuk also to working for one's Torah. And just getting it as a present, or working for one's nevuah, or working for one's any spiritual experience. When we work for something, it's much more meaningful, and the Sfarno says that Yaakov Avinu felt that way even about the experience of nevuah. Okay, moving right along, a thought that a number of Achronim say, but I'll say it this year from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Emes LeYaakov, source number 11, it's a thought on one word. And then modern Israeli society, they're mekayim this. They might not realize it, but they're mekayim it. Yaakov Avinu comes to the well, right? He gets his he comes to Arza B'nei Kedem, and he sees there are many shepherds that are just lying around. Ve'evin gadol api ha'be'er, and they're gathered and they're waiting for all of the shepherds to come. Vayomer lam Yaakov. Yaakov says, Achai me'ayin atem. Vayomer mecharan anachnu. What does Yaakov say? Achai. My brothers, where are you from? Mecharon. What is that word achai doing there? Just say, where are you from? Right? Hey, bro. Right? Achai. Or in modern Hebrew, achi. Right? That's what everybody says these days. Yeah. Not as common in English, in Chutz La'aretz. But Yaakov Kamenetsky says that achai, it was crucial for the entire conversation that happened. And if he wouldn't have used that word achai, then there would not be any connection, and they wouldn't have their ears open. Tamid mila ze omedes bifanai, says Rabbi Yaakov. This word stands in front of me, source 11. Shalom atzinu sheyikra adam achim lanashim sheinim yiduim lo. Who says my brother to a total stranger? Right? Yes, matzina balot shamalem lanchi stom alna achai tareyu. Aval shem hayu haymakirav. He knew them. Lanashim zarim lo lagamri tamua. What are you saying, achai? Brothers? So explains the Emes LeYaakov or Yaakov Kamenetsky. He quotes the Gemara in Arachin that tells us, Adheichan Tochacha, the Gemara there talks about the mitzvah of Tochacha, the mitzvah of rebuke. It's one of the mitzvahs. It's a mitzvah asay to give rebuke. But the Gemara already says, I don't know if there's anybody in this door, Shel Amoraim, who knows how to give rebuke, who knows how to take rebuke. Right? It's very hard. But one thing we know for sure, it has to come from the root of Ahava. If it's not from Ahava, then it's just insulting. It's just insulting. That's where it has to come from. Right? It has to come litovas ha recipient. He quotes this from a Rambam, line 11. Harei halach lo geder hatochacha, sheyachote eino domeshu mochicho litovaso. Rowan anu mizad ha mochicho sorach leo vazachote b'shosha mochicho. There has to be a reflection of love. out of love, we have to be mochiach. And they have to feel that. The recipient has to feel that. They have to feel that love. At the field, they have to know, recognize that they're saying it. I remember now, I'm saying Kaddish for my father, a couple of years ago, I was saying Kaddish for my mother, not so many years ago, in the past 2 years. So I remember there's somebody I don't know, somebody walked up to me one time in the shul, after I davened. I don't like davening for the Yamid, but now, ain't Brera, I like davening for the Yamid for my father. Somebody comes up to me and says, if it's okay, if the Rav would be, I'm like, just get the words out, what do you, so I was trying to say, you saw it. I just think that he wanted to correct one of my pronunciations of one of the things I said, to say it a little better, to make it more meaningful. And he was right. But you saw he was coming. He wasn't coming to knock me. He wasn't coming to in. He was saying, if it's maybe, I think, if the Rav would listen. He was said achai. Right? If he would have come to me and said, hey, you spoke wrong. I don't know. You know, our defense mechanism goes up, right? We have a natural defense mechanism when we feel that we're about to be berated and rebuked, right? The smack. Say for Mitzvah Katan, one of the Bali Tosos say there's a separate Mitzvah Zaseh to be Makabel Tochacha. That's a tough one. Makabel Tochacha, right? To be Lamul Arlas Halev, he writes, towards the beginning. But anyway, says Reb Yaakov, that's this word of Achai. Yaakov needed to reflect the love before he was about to tell them, you are wasting your day. Lefize Ola Shapir. Next paragraph. Shari Chazal Sheyakov Avinu Balochicham. He's coming to give them tochacha. Im schirim atem Rashi. If you are paid wages, lo shilante b'lazayom, you didn't do your work. Vima behemoth. And if it's yours, then you're just wasting your time. Kodim shebali deimidas tochacha. Hayamuto love lo over ava va'achva b'neim. You had to create that love. V'yef sheshakam lo k'shevel adaber machistom. Also, could be that Lot did that. But that's chova gedola mutelas ala mochichim. We have to make sure that whenever we are in a position of authority, when we are suggesting, trying to improve others, obviously improve ourselves first, as the pasuk says, his koshu shuva koshu, but we always have to come out of a sense of love. Good. Two more thoughts. Let's try to squeeze it in. First from Rachel Imenu. So Rachel Imenu has had enough. Right, she's had enough. She turns to her husband and says, you've had a lot of kids. What about me? Vatera Rachi ki lo yalda liYaakov. Right, after Leah has four children, so Rachel says, Vatakani Rachel Bachosa, Vatomar Yaakov, Havali Banim. I need children. Vim ayin Mesa Anochi. Mesa Anochi. Very strong lashon. And Yaakov gets angry, unusually, a lot of upshatim to that. But says the Hamik Davar, says the Netziv, about the depths of Mesa Anochi. The Isha Mevakeshes Banim, if a woman, or even a man, but if somebody wants a child, Pa'amim Hu, why would a person want a child? Ultimately, deep down, what is there's an instinct, but separate from the instinct. He says, Pa'amim Hu Mishum De Mevakeshes Atainud. I want somebody, I need somebody to help me, to serve me, to make me feel good, to make me proud of them. But it's all about me, me, me. Uleteva, deteva ha'isha l'gadol ishtasheya babanim. Especially a mother. She loves her kids, she enjoys her kids. But there's another type of reason, and that is to carry on my legacy. To continue what I've tried to do in life. Upamim mishum, I'm expanding on the language that he's using, but that's how I understand it. Chutra liyado mar lekvura. Somebody's going to bury me. What does that mean, bury? Somebody who's going to continue after. Va'tovaz banim mishum tainug. Says there's an afgamina. There's a difference between the two. If reason number one, ru'uyel is pais ma'she'isha mar la'av v'chibi yaseira. The first one, if the reason is to feel good, to feel loved, so maybe the husband, if he's a really great husband, maybe he could somehow substitute. To say that it's not just, you want to feel good, I can make you feel good. Like Elkanah tried to do. Right? To Chana. Lama tivki ale anochi tov lach ve'asar abanim. And as it says in Nedarim. Avalam toenis, but if she's not interested in just feeling good, it's not about her, it's about her legacy and her desire to live beyond her years. Ain't eights of a pious. Then the husband doesn't help. Doesn't matter how good the husband is. D'miyam shemavakeshes mizeatam yotzi v'ding suba. Shekav sachana v'nadra. Right? She says, Chana's like, that's no! What does Chana say? I want a kid and I'm going to give him to the Beis HaMikdash. I'm going to give him to the Mishkan. Meaning, what's Chana screaming out? It's not about me. It's about my life. It's about what I want to give to the world. Not what do I want to take from the world. She rugs al achshad. She got upset at Elkanah. She chashta Elkanah. She marashes olam b'shvil tainun. You think it's about me? I want the kid to make me feel good, to give me nachas? Veneroy Leos Kane. Okay, Nadra. No, I make a nether. Tis near the Mishkan. Vlotish tashaya imaklau. Vechain Rachel. Says that it's if that was what was going on with Rachel. Sheikar Harash. Right? Yaakov loved Rachel. And Rachel probably felt love from Yaakov. But that wasn't good enough. Just like Chana said to Elkanah, Rachel says to Yaakov. Sheinim is payasas ba'avaso ayaseirala. I'm dead, meaning after I die, there's no one to continue. She is alluding to him, the reason of the children. It's not about me. You love me. Great. Very happy about that. But that's separate from my desire to continue. The Gemara says, one of the four people, Nachshav Meis. Somebody doesn't have children, ain mi lahaskir shmo. Right? That's Misa. Shchiva means you lay down. But there's a continuation after. Mishiesh lo banim, habanim maskirim oso. Mishimachi, that's why the difference between Shchiva and Misa. And that's what Yaakov, that's what Rachel Aminu means. Mesa anochi, because, no, it's beyond the tachlis. And the reason that I want the child is beyond just what you could do for me. And that's why she says, and that's obviously the message for us. We look at our children, we get tremendous nachas from our children, but the ultimate is to give nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to continue our derech. And again, that can make us feel good. But the ultimate tachlis is for us to be creators, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, to create Ovdei Hashem. And finally, the final thought from Rav Moshe Feinstein for the evening is based on a Rashi. Towards the end of the parsha. Right? Rashi contrasts a pasuk at the end of the parsha and the pasuk at the beginning of the parsha. Right? Lamed Aleph Membeis. Lamed Aleph Membeis. Right? Avram Yaakov Avinu is screaming at Lavan. He's had enough already. He said, you've tricked me. I've worked so hard. Lule. Right? It's been 20 years I've worked. And 6 years. Lule Elokei Avi. Elokei Avraham. Upachad Yitzchak Hayali. Were it not for my God, I would be going out penniless. Because Baruch Hu took care of me. Right? But what does he say? My God, Elokei Avi, Elokei Avraham, Pachad Yitzchak. Why doesn't it say Elokei Yitzchak? That's more of a normal way to say it. Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak. So Rashi quotes, Lo ratza lomar Elokei Yitzchak, She'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu miyachid shmo al tzadikim b'chayeyim. Hashem doesn't put his name, so to speak, on tzaddikim while they are still alive. What does that mean? Doesn't put his name on the tzaddikim? Especially also, if you look back at the beginning of the parsha, right, what does Hashem say to Yaakov? Ani Hashem Elokei Avraham Yavicha ve'Elokei Yitzchak. Hashem does put, is maskir Hashem. Hashem says to Yaakov, Elokei Yitzchak. And this is 25 years later, and obviously Yitzchak was alive then, and so Yaakov doesn't say Elokei Yitzchak, he says Pachad Yitzchak, but when Hashem says, he says okay. Says Rav Moshe. What does it mean that to shame Hashem is on a person? Nira, bekavanas yichud shmo shel tzadikim. What does it mean that a tzaddik has shame Hashem on him? Sha'avrim utmuna selam Elokim b'maisav. Hudome, says Rav Moshe. Says Rav Moshe, and this is something that you probably couldn't appreciate until 120 years ago, when photography first started coming out. Hudome l'tmuna shel anashim. I guess you had it on walls before. Shehem al chatichas niyar. Let's say you have a picture. Ukshada mare lachem haniyar shemetsuyar sham tmunas aviv v'chadome. Lo yitzarech lomar zeo haniyar shetmunas aviv sham. When you show somebody a picture of your father, you don't have to say, oh, this is a picture of my father. But people know it's a picture. Ela omer, you could just say, this is my father. That's all you have to say. You don't have to say, oh, this is a piece of paper which has a picture on it, that's my father. No, just say, this is my father. People know what you're talking about. Ela Omer Zeu Aviv, Hakol Yodim Shurachna. Everybody knows that this is not your father. Everybody knows that it's a picture of your father. So saying this is your father, it's okay. You could say that. L'chein vade lo yita shum adam lomar sheish inyan l'kavos ba'adam lo begufo ha'pashut shal basav adam v'af lo b'nishmaso. People aren't going to think a person is God in our religion. Right? Ki yach Hashem hu ha'yachnum yuchad. But Avraham was like a tmuna of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Obviously not HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But he was so godly, that's what it means, that Shem Hashem is miyuchad on a person. Says Rav Moshe, it's like a picture. It's like a picture of your father. That's not your father. It's nothing like your father. It's a piece of paper. There's no heart beating here. There's no person. There's a picture. That's all it is. But it's connected. It's connected in a very strong way. I see the picture, and I think of my father. When people see the tzaddikim, they think of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Shem Hashem miyuchad. Aval Avram utmuna nechona shol daki Hashem yisbarach. Shachin tzorach liznaik adam hashalem. When a person is alive, Hashem can't be miyachid. Why? Because his life is not over yet. What's going to be at the end? It's not finished yet. The boat hasn't come into shore yet. Eif shalomar shu tmunas masi Hashem yisbarach kol zman shu b'chayim. Rak achar misaso, after he dies, then you can look back and say, okay, his life was one of Hashem on him. He's a picture of God. Because you look back. But when a person is alive, you don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. Everybody has Bechira Chavshus. So Hashem could say it. Hashem could say it. He knows the future. But Yaakov can't say it. Because he's still alive. That's why he says Pach. But our goal in life is to be a picture of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When people see us, they know they don't see God, but they should say, oh, they should recognize, there's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in the world, and that's the idea of Or LaGoyim. The Or LaGoyim, we're the light. They should see us, they should see Or, like there's a picture of a person, so we should be pictures of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's where Moshe teaches us in the difference in language between Pachad Yitzchak and Elokei Yitzchak. Okay, we'll stop here.